Good day, everyone. This is Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Friday, June 28th, 2024. First up, we have a headline from our banking sector. Westpac has come under scrutiny from the Banking Code Compliance Committee. They expressed an alarming concern about how Westpac handled the closure of a regional branch in Tennant Creek, stating that the bank severely violated the 2019 Banking Code of Practice. It appears that Westpac failed to engage the community and offer proper transition guidance after shutting down the branch. The gap in service hit vulnerable groups the hardest, as many residents struggled to access banking services, receiving minimal help only 3 weeks post-closure. Stepping in, Ian Govey, the chair of BCCC, stressed on the severity of non-compliance to banking norms. Westpac has since ensured to halt further branch closures until 2027, committing themselves to uphold essential services in rural areas. In energy news, a recent report by the Australian Energy Market Operator outlines Australia's potential risk of seeing some of the highest energy costs globally. Challenges like the early retirement of coal power stations without ample renewable replacements are navigating the nation towards an increased reliance on gas. Despite being primarily a strategic reserve, we may see gas capacity surge from the current 11.5 gigawatts to 15 gigawatts by mid-century. With gas prices already soaring past government-set caps, we see a desperate call for policy reforms and perhaps a gas reservation policy to prevent cost escalation. Amid this transition phase, integrating renewables swiftly and securely is crucial for sustained and affordable energy supply. Transitioning to finance now, ASIC, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, is enforcing new notification rules. These relate to financial advisors using the experience pathway, an alternative to conventional education standards, recognizing their on-field experience. These advisors must promptly submit a declaration to their Australian financial services licensees, which should be relayed through ASIC Connect without compromising on quality. Finally, we see a considerable increase in financial advice costs due to slow-moving regulatory reforms. Following the cessation of the reduced input tax credit and upcoming ASIC fees, consumers could see an annual increase of $250 million in client fees. While efforts are underway to attract new advisors and streamline accreditation process, disparities in fee structures for qualified advisors pose a lingering issue. We'll remain on top of these developments and bring you the most critical updates as they unfold. For more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori, signing off. Remember to stay informed, stay secure, and have a fantastic day.